you're back into the garden, please.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Whoops.
What's noisy, those crews.
Mm-hmm.
Are you an assistance dog, Fiona?
No.
They were allowed in then.
Don't find that shot shooting practice.
Now, going past where we were in, that door we went to look at, and there was the Maya showed you the door.
Mm.
Going past that. And on the left is where we went before with the ploughs and stuff.
Right, you see the book room, I think.
Yeah.
The book room was down.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to.
Oh, right.
And on top of the wall, it's got little urns on the top as decoration. And the gates have got urns on the top. Urnies everywhere. And down the bottom is a river, isn't there? Is that the lake? The water down there somewhere.
Yeah, there is a lake.
That must be it. Do you feel
the
feeling
difference
here, Fiona? Because we're underneath a massive great tree. It's
going
to show you. There's a door into another garden, so it's just to show you this bit first. This is the shooting, a deadly pastime. And it's probably made of steel. Now, can you find the centre?
Oh, that bit.
Can you feel this? It's got a little circle around it.
Yeah.
So that's the bullseye. Right.
Yeah.
So you all in the pit-pat gun marks on it.
Yeah.
So that's the wall they shoot at. And the wall goes all around. A massive tree veranda. And then there's a little door in the wall.
Mm-mm.
With its decorated joining bits, the rivets.
Oh, right. Mm. We're going through.
You can do if you want. This is the Civil War sacrifice. The statue of the. Where's that? Oh, the statue. The statue of the shepherd boy gazing at the house in the green court commemorates the death of a shepherd who gave his life to save those of a platoon of roundhead soldiers during the Civil War.
As Puritans, the Drydens were supporters of Cromwell in Parliament. Lady Dryden was treating a platoon of soldiers to mutton pies and ale in the great kitchen, and the shepherd boy posted, as a lookout, blew a warning call on his flute. The soldiers rushed out of the house towards the church to be chased by a party of cavaliers. A skirmish ensued, and the pockmarks left by the musket balls and shot are still to be seen in the walls of the church. The roundheads dashed inside the church and barricaded themselves into the tower. This proved a mistake as the cavaliers set fire to the church to smoke them out. The roundheads were left with no choice but to surrender and were captured and imprisoned in Banbury. They were eventually released unharmed, but the poor shepherd boy lost his life as a reward for his loyalty. A sacrifice never forgotten by the Dryden family, who raised this statue in his memory.
So there we are. So this is the statue. And he's playing his pipe, so he's obviously. And he's got his lamb in front of him.
Mm.
Here's the base.
Yeah.
And guess what that is? It's a lamb.
Oh.
Curled up.
Oh.
that's the head and the feet. Then it's him, there's his feet.
Oh, yeah.
And it's upwards up in his jacket. And he's leaning on a post.
Oh, right.
And then in his hands he's got a flute.
Ah.
He can't reach that bit. So he's looking from here to the house, which is in front of me now.
Mm.
And then the wall, the garden is made from these massive grapes. Instead of the little ones that we saw.
Yeah.
Massive grape ones.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you just. I'll stay here, you go all the way around it. Play hide and seek, Fiona.
Yeah.
So see, there's some kids playing hide and seek.
Yeah.
They're counting.
Yeah.
They're going to hide. Here I come. Come and play hide and seek. Yes, you come.
Yeah.
They're not here. I'm not here. Honest. No, they're not here.
So they can start from, we just turn around.
Quite big, aren't they, those hedgy things?
Yes, you can hide them. See, there's eight of them. Right? This is the... If you can hide from mice, so you can hide from mice.
Yeah.
Things to keep jumping about. It's just funny how people smile when they're playing that chasey.
Yeah.
As if they were going to be surprised at any minute. I've seen mice about that. Oh. You have to hide there. She spotted us. This is interesting. They've got a tree. What the hell are they doing here? Oh, it's a special tree. I'm trying to keep it growing. They're sort of repairing it. And they've put a big plaster on it.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to get it to grow again. It's a special plant. Yes, this is a good hiding place.
This is rather fun, isn't it, this garden?
Right, where are we going for this walk then?
Yeah, we're
at
the bottom of the garden and then
turn around. The poor little. Oh, this is a really unusual goat. I haven't seen one like this before. This is a wooden one. Yeah, it's wood. But see that?
Oh.
It turned.
Yeah. So what is it?
One good turn deserves another.
What is it? A sort of gazebo or something?
It's just a door.
Oh.
That's the bit you lift up to open it. Push it open.
And this is the back, the end of the wall, you see, Fiona. This is like a post. Goes on higher up than the rest of the
bigger
wall.
The hinges are.
Well, they are big, aren't they?
Feel the bottom one easy.
Yeah.
That's hinge and bracket.
Yeah.
This was the main entrance in the park, Fiona.
Yeah. Oh, right.
All these walled gardens, Fiona, they were very sheltered and you could grow things
quite easily. What's the name?
There's a great big cedar tree, Fiona, that's 200 years old.
Wow.
Henry, you know his daughter Alice?
Yeah.
Henry and his wife were photographed sitting underneath it.